Today on Gardening in a Minute, chestnuts. The American chestnut tree dominated the forests of the eastern United States until the chestnut blight struck in the early 20th century. Today, homeowners can plant Chinese chestnut trees, which are blight-resistant. Chinese chestnuts grow best in the northern half of Florida. Plant grafted trees in moderately acidic, well-drained soil where they'll get lots of sun. You want to protect young trees from squirrels, raccoons, deer, and other hungry pests. Once mature, the trees can reach up to 40 feet tall and wide. At least two trees are required to make the nuts, which are edible, though not quite as sweet as American chestnuts. Scientists are still trying to develop a blight-resistant American chestnut so that this majestic tree can flourish once again. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering your lawn in the winter. Lawns in Florida need less water during winter than during the rest of the year. In the spring, you may water your grass every 3 to 5 days, but in winter, it may only need watering every 2 to 3 weeks. Grass grows more slowly during the colder months, requiring less watering and mowing. To save water, set your irrigation timer to manual throughout the year. Water your grass only when it shows signs of stress, when about half the blades are folded in half and blue-gray in color, and when footprints remain in the lawn. Remember to irrigate with 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water and only when needed. And don't forget, watering less will also mean more money in your pockets. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, maintaining the vegetable garden. Once you've established your vegetable seeds and transplants in the garden, your work isn't done. Vegetable gardens require regular maintenance. Even if your garden is mulched, some weeds will always grow. Check often for weeds, pulling them up as you see them. Inspect your garden every day or two for pests, including the undersides of the leaves and on stems. Hand pull and crush any critters you find, or use a gentle horticultural soap. Stake tall or vining plants to provide support and conserve space. Groom the garden by removing unhealthy leaves, or if needed, entire plants. You can fill in the empty spaces throughout the season with fresh seeds and transplants. And of course, don't forget to water and fertilize so that your garden will provide a bountiful harvest. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, micropropagation. Many of the wonderful plants available in today's garden centers are produced in commercial laboratories through a cutting-edge technology called micropropagation. Micropropagation, also known as tissue culture, is a method of producing whole plants from very small pieces of tissue or individual cells. It's extremely efficient and results in an exact copy of the parent plant. The tiny plants are grown in a sterile environment in test tubes or other small containers filled with a special nutrient-rich growth medium. Once they're big enough, the plantlets are divided, potted, and grown in greenhouses. The main advantage of micropropagation is that it allows for the mass production of desirable plants, such as orchids and many other popular foliage plants, at a price that's right for you. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, wooden garden accents. Wood is a versatile material that's affordable, easy to work with, and can be transformed into many accents that can make any garden look lovely. You can build or buy trellises to show off vines, or try growing vines on a wooden arbor to shade a patio. Installing a wooden deck in your backyard will give you an outdoor entertaining space and a great view of the garden. Wooden fences are an attractive way to set off the edges of your landscape, and landscape timbers can make neat borders for beds and pathways. Protect your wooden additions by painting or sealing them, or choose lumber that has been treated or is naturally durable, like cedar or cypress. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.